Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom the Digital Architect Liebel. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
Hey guys, today with me I have Sunny Lenarduzzi. She is the founder of YouTube for Bosses and I guess a YouTube queen. Hey Sunny.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we just spoke a little bit before the call and Sunny started this whole thing in 2015. Which is not long at all.
Mm-mm. It's been kind of a crazy ride of accidentally falling into YouTube a little bit. Kind of using the clues of my early success to understand how to really build my channel. But also, I think what I'm more proud of is that I've helped thousands of people build their channels as well and build their businesses using YouTube.
You know, I've fallen into a lot of things accidentally, but YouTube is not one of them. So how did that happen?
So basically what happened was I had a social media consultancy for about 4 years and I really enjoyed what I did. I fell in love with social media. I worked with companies of all different sizes and in all different places and in all different niches too. So I got really well versed in social in general. And then I kind of got to the point where I just had so many clients and it was just me doing the work. So it just got really overwhelming. And I decided one day to basically film a tutorial video for my clients because they were all asking me about how to use live streaming because it had just kind of come up. Periscope had just come out. Mm-hmm. And so I decided instead of getting on the phone with everyone and having meetings, instead, I'm just going to make tutorials. So I made the video in my apartment, used a webcam to film it. Sent it to my clients after I'd uploaded it to YouTube. And at the time on YouTube, I wasn't using YouTube intentionally at all. I had used it basically as like a dumping ground for old videos and nothing to do with business or anything like that. So I didn't expect anything when I posted the video and sent it to my clients. The next day, I woke up to a couple thousand views and lots of comments from all over the world and email inquiries about working with me. And I realized, oh my gosh, I got picked up in search. That must be what happened. And it turns out it was the top ranking video on the subject. And because the subject was trending, I was getting a bunch of views and traffic. So it was kind of this perfect storm. And I realized, okay, well, if I can do this every single week, I wonder what would happen to my channel. So that's what I decided to do. I decided to basically use YouTube on a weekly basis to share my knowledge, help entrepreneurs, and it's grown now from basically scratch to 100, almost 60,000 now.
Yeah, it makes me wonder because I've seen people doing the same thing, the same exact strategy, and not getting even 1/10 of the success.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes from the fact that I worked in social media for 4 years beforehand, so I've created kind of my own formula for success on YouTube and also leveraging the content for other platforms too, which has been really great. So I think that's a big reason why my growth was so fast because I didn't just rely on the algorithm within YouTube. I also use other things to grow the channel.
Can you walk us through this formula? Because that's interesting.
So basically it starts with research. So really figuring out what your audience wants to know about. So you know that there's actually search volume and viewers out there who are interested. So you're not just randomly posting videos and hoping people watch because that is not a formula for success on YouTube. So doing the research first when it comes to keywords, trending topics, looking at competitors in your space and figuring out which videos are getting the highest engagement for them. And then from there, it's scripting your videos in the right way. So I have something called the hot script formula. So it's getting into the content as quickly as possible because if you're taking a minute and a half to get into what people actually want to learn or know from you on YouTube, or even if you're doing vlog style videos and you're waiting too long to get into like the meat of the content, which is the entertainment piece, people tune out, they get bored. So you need to get into it really quickly, go into the meat of the content, and then afterwards give them a call to action to engage with the video so you can get higher rankings and also give them a call to action to see you on another platform. So whether you want to grow your social media channels or you want to grow your email list or build your website traffic so you can pixel it later, you want to send people there who find you on YouTube so they don't forget about you and you can continue to build the relationship. So it's kind of like this evergreen traffic machine that I've created by doing this. And so as soon as the video is published, I don't just rely on YouTube to push my video out. I also send it to my warm audience, get those social signals. And that's really the key part of the strategy.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it is, well, with YouTube, especially the visuals, right? Like how to present yourself on there, because it's a bit different. You know, with podcasts, it's audio. I feel it's a little easier than YouTube because people are watching something, right? They need to stay engaged.
Yeah, completely. And there's some key factors that the irony is, I stressed so much about being perfect and looking perfect on YouTube before I got started. And then I kind of out of desperation filmed that first video and just was in my apartment on my couch filming in front of a window with no professional lights, no professional setup. And it was the one video that kind of skyrocketed for me. So before that, I kind of was like doing random little vlogs here and there and just like putting so much emphasis on what everything looked and sounded like because I come from a television background. But YouTube is called YouTube for a reason. It's you and people want to see you authentically and they don't really care about anything else as long as they can hear you and see you. So the visuals are important to an extent, but it's also not something that needs to cripple you by focusing on being perfect.
You mentioned the hot script formula. What does that look like?
So it's hook, outcome, testimonial. So you want to get into the content as quickly as possible. Tell people exactly what they're going to learn by the end of the video so that they want to stay tuned, which increases your retention, which increases your rankings and engagement and your long-term search value. And then you want to have a testimonial of some kind or some sort of credibility factor, i.e., I'm going to teach you how to rank on YouTube today. By the end of this video, you'll know exactly how to get to the number one spot. And I've taught thousands of other people how to do the exact same strategy. And one of my clients is earned 100,000 subscribers in less than 10 months. That would be my like really quick intro to a video.
Well, you're good.
I've done this for a while.
I can see that. Because that sounded like super scripted almost. Like, you know, going through the headline. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
What sort of backlinks, if any, do you throw at the YouTube channel or the videos?
So we have a couple of things that we do. I share it on social and I always include a call to action for my audience to share it on social. And we also have pod groups within my course. So we have groups where there's thousands of people in them and the sole purpose of them is to support each other's channels and help each other grow. So everybody watches, likes, comments, subscribes, which is really great and gives feedback on content. So we're sharing our links in a lot of different places, emails, social media, different websites or forums or blogs in the comment section. There's lots of ways to share your video and it's a really important factor.
You just mentioned the course. What's inside the course?
So the course it's called YouTube for Bosses. It's a 4-hour crash course on how to build your leads, your brand, and your business basically on YouTube. And we've had some incredible results, people going from less than 1,000 subscribers to 11,000 subscribers in a matter of 4 months. We've had someone go from 50 subscribers to 100,000 in 10 months. And that same person is now at 200,000 in a year and a half. So, and 10 million views as well, going from basically nothing. So 50 subscribers to 200,000 in a year and a half. We've got some incredible testimonials from it because it really is just what you need to know. It's the course that I wish I had when I first was kind of getting into it because it breaks everything down in a really simplified way with also it includes like checklists and spreadsheets and all the things you need to really organize your thoughts and gives you the exact layout for coming up with topics that are going to succeed for you.
What's the pricing and the funnel for the course? How do you market it?
So we market it in a variety of ways. I often will do webinars for it. We also have it in an email funnel. So when people opt in for our freebies that are all related to YouTube, they'll eventually be led into an email funnel for it. The price point for it is $9.97. We just recently actually raised the price because it's been around for just over a year and the results have been so incredible. And we just updated the entire course as well. I believe it's the best course on YouTube out there.
What's the structure of the webinar? What do you offer on there?
It's a pretty intensive training. It's called the Boss YouTube Strategy. So my whole purpose with the webinar is if people walk away from that and they don't even enroll, at least they'll know what they need to do to get started with YouTube in the right way. So I understand not everyone's going to be able to enroll in the course. So I want people to go to the webinar and get a ton of value. And that way they can actually start implementing my knowledge. And then one day when they are ready to buy or ready to invest in something related to YouTube, I hope they come back to me because I've given them value right off the bat.
So is there an offer at the end or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The offer's at the end. Yeah.
Do you discount it or is it just a regular offer?
We discount it if people enroll while we're on the webinar.
And then when people get off the webinar, are you sending them an email sequence over a period of time too?
Yeah, we send them I think it's a 5-day email sequence for after the webinar as well.
How much editing do you do for these videos?
I don't do any anymore. And that's the beauty of growing my business using YouTube. So when I started for the first year, I was doing everything myself. Mm-hmm. And now I have a team who does my filming and my editing for me.
So let's rephrase that. How much editing is your team doing for these videos?
I guess it's quantifying what does how much editing mean. I don't know. I mean, I know it's a couple of hours, but I also can say when I first got started, I was maybe doing an hour of editing on my videos max per week.
Yeah, because I'm just curious, you know, when people are starting out, what's the 80-20, right, when you teach a beginner? Because spending hours on editing, is that where they're going to get the best return?
No, not at all. So within the course, I show people how to edit under 30 minutes because I don't think it's something that needs to take a lot of time. And there's a really simplified way to do it for anybody at any level in a way that's going to make it look professional, but not make you spend a ton of time or learn editing software or try and become an editing pro.
What's the biggest win that you usually try to teach people to achieve when they're first starting out? Because, you know, YouTube is a whole different platform. There's a lot of little pieces involved.
Yeah, so I think the biggest win is people getting their first page ranking. So getting their first, like, top ranking score or spot. I think that's the biggest win, and that's my goal with everyone is I want them to be able to find topics that they can rank for easily regardless of how big their channel is at the time, because I think a lot of times people are going for these massive keywords when they're a small channel, and it's just you're just not going to get found for them. So the whole premise of the course is, like, if you're starting with nothing, you're starting from scratch, this is the search volume you should be looking for. This is the search pool that you should be ranking in, and really figuring out the formula from there, which is something that I started doing when I was first starting my channel. So it works really well for people because it gives them page one rankings, number one spots for smaller keywords, and then they build the authority to be able to go after bigger keywords.
Yeah, one of my buddies, he's doing a questionable life coaching career change, which I always wonder. Yeah, he went from a regular business. And he posted about 35 videos on YouTube recently, which I don't want to watch because we're friends, right?
Yeah.
So, and he's not ranking really because I just seen a screenshot of it and I'm like, oh, there's like 12 views in each one. What's the biggest mistake that you see with people putting up a lot of videos who are not ranking when it comes to the SEO?
I would say the biggest mistake people make is they go for quantity versus quality. So I've only posted one video a week for the last 3 years. I just added a second video each week. And that's because I realized that if I'm posting all the time, I'm not going to be doing all of the steps that are necessary to get that video to rank or show up in suggested. So what I want to do is make sure that I'm doing everything right for each video and have capacity to do everything right for each video. So the biggest mistake people make is just dumping videos on YouTube and hoping someone's going to see them. It's just not how it works.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. What are those steps? How many steps?
It's basically four phases. So it's the research phase before you even film the video. Then it's scripting, filming, editing, which I combine into one phase. Then it's uploading and optimization. And then it's the distribution piece.
Optimizing the listing. Any tips for that?
I think really just focusing on the fact that if your keyword that you're trying to rank for isn't in your title or your description, you won't be found. That's like the simplest way to break it down. You have to have that keyword in the title at the front end of it, and you have to have it in your description.
And any tricks to get into those suggested views that you mentioned?
There's some, but I honestly think that anyone who talks about it is kind of guesstimating what it looks like. But I do know that I have clients, one of my clients has 5.5 million views on one of her videos, and she talks about career coaching. And one of the reasons her video grew so fast is that she was being picked up and suggested. So if you use the appropriate keywords, you use the right keywords, you're also going to pull off of traffic from other popular videos in your niche, which is going to grow your video faster because you'll be in the right-hand side as the next video to watch.
Interesting. All right, let me get your thoughts on this. So with a lot of my clients, right, we will find someone like you, for example, who've built up a YouTube channel and look for your top videos, and we will run ads only on those pages. Mm. Do you think for some of the people starting out, wouldn't it be easier to use that strategy instead of trying to grow organically, since you can get much quicker wins and pretty much jack someone's audience?
So tell me what these ads look like, because I have heard of the strategy. I know it exists. I don't really buy into it because I think that you're not going to get quality subscribers, you'll just get quantity. So I would love to know what the strategy actually looks like and what the ads content looks like.
Okay, so like if I'm going on your Twitter page right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have a video saying 4 hacks to make professional videos at home,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll have a client who will answer that same question in a pre-roll ad. So before your video even starts, like go right in and like, I can answer this question, and run a banner ad right on the side being like, you know, click on me, right? So we're basically just getting in there before you can even show up.
Right.
Yeah. But like I said, it's got to look really good, right? So it's got to, you know, it's not an ad per se. It's just the same type of video that they would make, like you're making, just in their own way. And hopefully people don't skip through and they're like, oh, wow, I like this more, right? So that's the strategy I'm using.
Right. Gotcha. So it's traffic jacking, basically.
It's traffic jacking, yeah.
Yeah, which I totally get. And it's a strategy that I implement later on in some of my clients when I work with them one-on-one. I implement with them about 2 or 3 months after they've gotten into creating their content, because at the end of the day, we can traffic jack all day long, but if we don't have a bank of videos that actually have views on them, the channel doesn't look credible, it's not branded in the right way, I don't want people going to the channel. So we do the legwork first to grow the channel organically, make sure the client understands how to create organic videos that are going to rank, and then we leverage that whole traffic jacking strategy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The one thing we do love doing is having a banner ad, though. Like, you know, the mm-hmm. little picture on the right side. Also, so like, you know, you've seen the video, you're seeing me again, click here. You know, like, so it's like twice on the same page.
Totally.
Yeah, but we do it only on specific videos. And that's why I've kind of, you know, been seeing like, you know, people build up all these audiences. And yeah, you're right. It's good if they have a branded YouTube channel, which doesn't look like, you know, like it's fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, totally. once it's built up, like it's, I think it's a really good strategy.
Yeah, no, and it totally makes sense eventually. I'm just a big believer in getting all the steps right first so that when you do have that audience and when those people are deciding to subscribe to your channel, they actually have more content to dive into so that you're increasing the watch time on your channel and you're going to increase your authority even further organically within the algorithm.
I've seen you have the standard seen on Forbes and Huffington Post and some of these. How do you leverage some of those magazines to build up your brand?
To be honest, it wasn't intentional at all. Every single press mention I've gotten has come directly as a result of YouTube. And so I don't even think I've done a good job leveraging them because they kind of came and I was like, this is awesome, moving along. So I'm really grateful for all of the press that I've gotten. But yeah, I don't think I've done the most incredible job of leveraging it other than just putting it in the right places so that people see that I actually am credible. And I do know what I'm talking about.
How do you leverage some of the other stars in your niche? So I know YouTube has their own stars. I barely ever get on there. But I know there are some people who are watched all the time. Do you collaborate with them and make videos? You know, how does that work?
Yeah, I've collaborated with a lot of people in my space. I'm a big believer in collaboration over competition. And I think the more that you can support one another, the more that you're going to grow. So I've worked with a lot of different people. I've done a lot of different kinds of collabs. I've had people kind of like guest host videos on different topics and then done interviews as well. And yeah, I really enjoy it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I mean, we do it in podcasts, but I was just wondering how the YouTube stars do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Sunny, thank you for coming on. I know you need to go soon. I need to go soon. So where can people find you?
Thank you for having me. And SunnyLeonardEasy.com is where to find me, or you can go to YouTube.com/SunnyLeonardEasy for a whole library of content on how to build your business using YouTube.
Last thing. What's the number one YouTube video that you have that was like most popular?
How to make a video on your iPhone, which is funny. It's like years and years and years ago.
Okay. I always wonder about these. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Sunny.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect Liebelt. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.